Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So that leads us on to our top 10 scorers for the game week. Those listeners that listened to the pod last season will remember each game week we looked at the top 10 scorers and we collated that information and kept the numbers up to date to see where the points were coming from in terms of position and obviously where the points aren't coming from. Strikers didn't perform too well last year, looking at the season as a whole. And game week one of the new season certainly replicates that as well. But I'll give you the rundown and then we'll discuss it. So number one was Welsh, as previously mentioned. He got 15 points. Tav was a close second with 13. Liam Kelly got 11 points. Cochrane got 11 points. Alan Forrest got 10, as did Yota, as did Ash Taylor as well. Matt O'Reilly got 9 points. Barry Mackay got 9 points, and 10th is Josh Campbell with 8 points. On a side note, Levitt also got 8 points too, but we'll do the top 10, so for the purpose of that, just forget about Levitt. If we break it down by position then, we've got one goalkeeper, which was Liam Kelly, 4 defenders, 5 midfielders, and 0 strikers. And if we look at kind of the sort of premium category, or what you'd classify as a premium, I'd say about half of those are premium. Tav, definitely premium at that price point. Yota, O'Reilly, Barry Mackay. I think you could probably even argue Forrest a premium. I think his price shot up a bit since last season as well.
Yeah.
I don't think he comes in too cheap. I'm trying to load it up, but
I think he's 4.2 if my memory serves me.
So maybe just below premium then. You could argue just under half of those. So make sure you're pumping your money into the right places, because there's not too many cheapies in there. Your thoughts on the top 10, Donny?
Yeah, it's quite interesting that strikers are not pulling their weight. I still think the way that they've changed Furuhashi probably does mean that you need to have one in there. It's probably going to be risky not having him. Kolak misfired. Okay, could have had one, but Morelos is back on the scene, if not this week, certainly the following week. I think you could see him reintroduced, which is going to be good. Defenders, a lot of Scottish football, the wing backs can get you some healthy points. I think Welsh is probably a spike. His position could easily go next game week, so whilst he scored and kept a clean sheet, that might not trend as much as some of the other ones. Tavernier, again, he's got a couple of home games coming up, could quite easily score and keep clean sheets there, so that's pretty standard. And then some common names, Forrest, Mackay, Levitt, they are all well-known fantasy players. Again, with a limited game that we've got to go by, it's just a case of if you've got them, great, probably keep them. If not, keep an eye on them if you want to make a move. But yeah, defense heavy, it's probably not a surprise, just the way the fixtures have landed as well. Away, so keeping a clean sheet at home, so yeah, it was quite interesting one to watch.
Yeah, plus there's a lot of new additions to the league as well. I don't think it's a straight cut and dry comparison to last season, particularly with the extra point for strikers scoring goals as well. Miovski obviously going to go in this great run, so we can see what he can do. He looks pretty good. Hibs, they've got a few new signings as strikers, and obviously cheap options like Motherwell and Kilmarnock. I've got some decent options there. So wait and see. We'll track it week by week and see how we go. What's next on the agenda, Donny? I know I'm the host here, but
well, there's no deep dive. There's not really enough information to give you any nuggets of anything that I've picked up. So we'll move on to the listeners' questions. You managed to get them down. I'll start. So we've got Robbie Dempsey up first, Balexo on Twitter. What are your initial impressions of the new Rangers signings as fantasy assets? So if you give your view, and then me as a Rangers fan, I'll fill in anything that I think about. So Rangers assets.
Yeah, I mean, for any new assets for any team, any player new to the league, they're going to take some time to bed in, get used to the league, get used to their teammates. They weren't signed too early in the window to give them a whole lot of time to bed in. I know Lawrence and Matondo did well against West Ham. I think they had decent games against Spurs as well. Cholak too. So I think it's just a case of giving them time. A team like Rangers are guaranteed to come either first or second, more likely second. But so there's going to be points there, and someone's got to score those points. It can't just be Tav banging them in every week. So the points are going to come from somewhere. Game week one, such a small sample size. We need to wait and see. But first impressions, I think all the new signings at Rangers are pretty exciting. We just need to see which ones are going to be the most consistent and which ones are going to be the most value for money, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we need to hit the panic button just yet. We have had an additional game for Rangers, which we won't really touch on much. I think over the long haul, like you say, you probably are going to do well. So I've just broken it down on the new signings alone. So we've got Suter at the back, signed from Hearts. He did have a shaky debut and was subbed off. And I think from rotation point of view, Davis will probably take that spot. He's one that is likely going to be used, you know, as cover. Davis, we've not had any game time from him. But for me, he's a preferred centre-back option. So if you're going to double up in defence, I think Goldson, Tavernier and the next man, Yilmaz, is going to be your settle back four. So moving on to Yilmaz, again, no game time as yet, but should come straight in, I think, for Barisic.
I think he was subbed on about the 65-minute mark last night.
Barisic probably hasn't had his two best games. Again, Libby away is tough for a lot of defenders, and as I say, the less said about Tuesday night, the better. I think Yilmaz at 3.3 is going to offer great value. So if you are coming off Kolak up front, that's maybe a direction that you can go to there. Lawrence, as I mentioned in the game breakdown, I think this is a player that can offer returns, tackles and passes, adding to his points. He's most likely to get clean sheets in most weeks. Game time, I don't think he's at risk from that point of view. Didn't play last night just because of, I think, the style that Rangers were trying to do. I think they were more looking to contain the Belgian team for all the good that did, but I think he'll feature more weeks than not. Matondo, again, last night was the first sort of proper glimpse we got of him, so limited data, but I think we'll get a better idea of him over the next two home games. You know, big pitch, sort of lower level teams should get a chance to stretch his legs and make a difference there. Tillman is he's a quality player. I've heard nothing but good things whenever he plays. Coming from Bayern Munich, you'd expect nothing less. So I can see him getting more game time from that point of view. And Kolak, as we discussed, he did have a goal chopped off. And Morelos is set to return, so he could be limited minutes going forward, depending on how Van Bronckhorst wants to play things. But yeah, probably don't panic just yet. We've got a couple of good games coming up. But the new players, I think you've got some good value there going forward, along with some you know, traditional assets like Zatav and Goldson. So you should be okay. So that's Rangers. So the next question is from Andy, Andy Penman. He is asking, should we rip up our midfields for Alan Forrest and Dylan Levitt? Or are the popular ones like Henderson and Ayunga worth persisting with? So thoughts on midfield?
In terms of Henderson, Ayunga, Henderson, 3 million. He got his 5 points in that game week. So you can't really complain with that when you consider his price. I think he's probably fairly set in that Hibs side. He seems to perform well when Hibs seem to perform at their best when he's in the team. He's on set pieces as well.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ayunga, I thought he had, despite not scoring, I thought he had a pretty good game against Motherwell, and it was only really Liam Kelly that prevented him from scoring with his fantastic display. I think any other week he probably would have got a goal. And perhaps even being with the bonus points as well. Alan Forrest, I think Hearts are probably going to have a good season as they did last season. It looks like they've invested well. I think Alan Forrest could be a decent option going forward. I don't know if he's a replacement for Henderson or Younger. I think Henderson is a cheap enabler. You're going to have to have money somewhere. A Younger's not that much more expensive than Henderson at 3.7. So I think it's possible to have all those players in your squad. Levitt, he's someone that had a decent season towards the end. And again, you mentioned Dundee United have invested well there too. They seem to be poised to have a good season as well. I don't think you should rip up your team. It implies that you're maybe going to be taking hits. For now, I think game week one is just such a small sample size. You can't really make too many rash decisions based on that. So I would leave things well alone.
Yeah, I think you're right. The minute that you get a goal scoring midfielder, everyone looks to jump on them. We've been spoilt in the past with Martin Boyle and Lewis Ferguson. That, you know, it is easy to make snap judgments. I don't have any problem with either of those options. I think Hearts have got, between Forrest and Mackay in midfield, they do have good assets there. Same with Dundee United, Levitt and McGrath. They've got a good pedigree in the league, so they can be good. I think if you've got Ayunga and Henderson, it's because you're trying to free up cash and you've got premiums elsewhere. So mm-hmm. you're going to have to sacrifice those premiums if you want to make the change. So for me, it's just wait and see. You've got Hibs Hearts at the weekend, which could go anyway. If you roll your transfer, you'll then have two free transfers or three transfers for a minus four. So if you do need to make a couple of changes, then and that's the route to go down. But just hold it. People will have got lucky this week if they were on Forest and Levitt. And if you watched the games at all, you'll have seen Henderson and Iyengar were both lively, both unlucky. Henderson did get the points, Iyengar didn't. So for me, I don't have any options with either. I've got Henderson and Iyengar. I'm going to keep them in my team and then just see what happens. Okay. So Andy's got a second question. It's hard to tell if he's a Rangers or Aberdeen fan here, but whose defence looked the most surprisingly shaky? Rangers or Aberdeen? I'll start on this one. Rangers did struggle, and they also lost a couple of goals last night. Livy caught them cold. I don't think Rangers are truly up to speed with the games this season. It's not really an excuse. You should have enough of a pre-season behind you. I think over the long term, you get enough out of Rangers defensively that they are the team that you can back. So I wouldn't really push the panic button there. Likewise with Aberdeen, they've got a new, I think the whole back four is new as far as they're concerned, and they couldn't play Scales. So they did struggle. Again, they've got two home games to look forward to. So we'll get to see how that shapes up. So Rangers won. Okay, they lost an early goal, which is always a problem. And Aberdeen had probably the toughest away fixture you can get. So for me, again, as with all some of the other questions, it's just wait and see how it pans out. Yourself, anything, the observations from Rangers or Aberdeen defensively?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I always think Celtic are always, they've always got a mistake in them. Joe Hart always, you know, there's times when he sometimes looks a bit uncomfortable or he gets caught with the ball and there's a striker right on his shoulder.
Yeah.
So I think I don't think there's any team that I reckon's going to have that season like Rangers did when they only conceded like a handful of goals and yeah. was like clean sheets guaranteed every week. I don't think there's a. The way it feels just now, I don't feel there's a team that's going to do that. It's just getting the right defender when they've got a nice streak of what you maybe class as easy fixtures. That's why I'd play the fixtures just now and have you probably one of each Celtic and Rangers premium defenders there ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still early days yet. The last question is from Simon at Coach Beard 1977. That's a good year for me. Have teams worked out how to neutralise Kyogo? Aberdeen's defence was effective at the weekend despite the 2-0 loss. Is it worth investing elsewhere? Do you want to take that one? It's a Celtic player.
I don't think so. I think Kyogo had a couple of chances on goal and was just a little bit unlucky. Celtic aren't just a one-man team. I think you focus all your efforts on one player. There's plenty of others which are more than capable of scoring and linking up well. So I don't think so. I think Celtic just keep consistent waves of attack on defence and eventually they do unlock the door and get the ball in the back of the net. They just have a wealth of players that can do that and the goals are probably all going to be spread around. I don't think, based on the back of one game, it'd be wise to come off Kyogo because well, we've seen last season what he's capable of. So I wouldn't need Jack into getting rid of him just yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is getting the start and he is playing centrally, which I think is key in terms of getting returns. It's one of those things, if you've maybe not watched the game and you've just seen that he got 2 points, you maybe captained him or vice-captained him, you thought, oh, wasting my money there. But he did have a good game. He could have easily scored a couple. So as long as he stays sharp and gets the game time, I think you will get enough points out of him as far as that's concerned. If you were looking at alternatives and you're spending your money elsewhere, where do you think you would put your hat on?
It's a tricky one because Morelos isn't fit just now. He's roughly the same sort of price. And based on, if you're going to base it on game week one, we don't have any strikers in the top 10 scorers. So
yeah.
If you did want to do something, you could probably go down to fairly cheap, like drop right down, maybe like 5, even sub 5 million.
Yeah.
And look at beefing up your midfield or even just going with assured starters at Celtic and Rangers in terms of defence. That's a path you could take. But you're tearing up your team and altering the structure quite a bit to do that. So yeah. I'd sit tight for the time being and at least give it maybe to game week 3 or 4. At least you're going to have an average rather than just two extremes of the spectrum.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Probably nothing more for me to add there. Alternatives, I mean, you could go Mieda. He started up front, but he could have the same problem. If he doesn't score, you almost just to be patient. Jack Amakis, he's been benched just now. Still a danger, I guess, off the bench. But, if the game's put to bed, it might be harder for him to make an impact. Further down, I guess you've got Shankland. He didn't score, but a big name striker that is starting, probably going to be on penalties if Boyce was on the bench for as long as he was. So it's hard, as I say. We could be the situation where forwards, don't hit the heights as in other seasons, but you've got Kyogo, Morelos, both in there that can still cause trouble. So it's hard to pull yourself off of them. Okay, so that's all of the questions as far as that comes. So thank you very much. I think it's game week 2 thoughts. Is that right?
Yeah, game week 2 thoughts. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'll kick off. I'll kick off. So Rangers are at home. Obviously looking to shake off the bad result from last night. I think they can grind out a win, maybe not a clean sheet. Kilmarnock could quite easily get an early goal. Lafferty coming back to haunt us, but it's probably the main fixture to target. Celtic should be fine up in Dingwall. Again, they could easily slip up, lose a goal there. Motherwell, if you fancy a differential there. And for me, it's this Aberdeen's first proper chance to get a good look. I mentioned it just in the questions there. I'm not looking to make any transfers. I do have Atkinson, who came off injured. Ideally, I'd like him to play against Hibs, but if not, I'll just have to work my bench. But I think rolling the transfer will give me three transfers for week 3. I can make three transfers for a -4, which could revitalise your team if you do have a standout problem. Captain, I think it's going to be Tavernier.
He's
probably got a goal and a clean sheet in him for that game. Vice-captain's probably a bit more tricky. I've circled 3 players that I've got in my team, so there may be just better options. But I think Miovski, Jota and Kyogo all have value to them. Who've Dundee United? I wouldn't be amiss to go for a Dundee United asset. And Motherwell at home at St Johnstone. Again, if you've got a Motherwell asset in there, something that you could target. So I won't be looking to make any changes, and I will captain Tab and vice captain. I'll probably go Kyogo, but it depends what the lineups throw up. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm the same. Captain Tab, definitely. I'm not going to make a transfer this week. I'd rather bank it and have. I've doubled my sample size by waiting on an extra game week.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I've got 3 Rangers, 3 Celtic. I'll probably go with Henderson, and I've got the Ferguson for the bench trick, and that leaves me Bruce Scales and Miovski at home to St Mirren. St Mirren did look quite attacking, so hopefully Aberdeen with the home advantage can keep a clean sheet. I do have a younger, but I'll stick him on the bench for the bench trick alongside Mayo and Hewula for Ross County.
Well, Mayo won't play, so you can always use him as a bench trick as well.
True.
So stick them in. You'll get two out of 3 defenders, 2 out of 3 on your bench if your bench is that strong. So go down that route and spread your bets.
Yeah, I suppose you could. I don't see Hewuli doing too much. I could do
as
that.
As long as they don't get minus points, it should be okay.
Exactly, yeah. Vice is I set up my team on the weekend after the deadline, and I've stuck the Vice on Kyogo, so he's my default pick just now. But we'll see what the lineups are and wait for team news as well, see if anything changes there.
Okay, and we've also got the second leg of the Regan Charles Cook Cup. I can hear Peter shouting from Spain to mention it. So, yeah, go for it. If you've got a lead, just try and protect it. If you're chasing the points, you know, do what you have to do. Still all to play for. I've got quite a healthy lead. I'm not going to deny it. I think, Tom, you're quite close.
2 points behind my opponent.
Peter's got some catching up to do. So, second leg this weekend. Good luck to everyone in there. And Peter, no doubt, will ask for your scores. All the games on Saturday, are they?
Four games on Saturday. I think it's two games on Sunday.
Okay. So, yeah, come close a play on Sunday, Peter. I'll get your scores and tally all that up. So, good luck
he's
there.
He's too just on holiday, so.
Yes, I...
Sitting there waiting for you.
I think that
wraps things up, does it?
Yeah, I've got nothing else to add. You can find me on Twitter at @FFS_Donny.
And I'm @FFS_Scout.
Okay, hopefully you've enjoyed it without Peter's dulcet tones. But he'll be back. He'll be back next week, and it'll be me that's absent. I'm going on holiday. So I imagine it'll be yourself, Tom, and Peter picking up game week two. Seeing how that one pans out. So I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Tom, you will hear next week.
Excellent.
Okay, if that's everything, we'll catch you later. And it's a bye from me.
It's a bye from me.
Bye now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.